CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bruns.
Donnez moi s'il vous plaît, Anjou 48 92. No. Anjou 4892.
Oh, well, I don't know why you don't speak in English to begin with. The telephone girl understands you better. You've been going through this ever since we got the carriage.
I don't want to speak in English. If I'm in France, I want to speak French.
Well,
hello.
Well, but just the same.
Oh, yes, yes. Monsieur Bates, please.
Now, listen, this is the day Aunt Effie and I are going on a day trip to Versailles.
Hello. Hello, Gordon. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I'm fine, thanks. Yeah, we had quite a weekend trying to take in all the sights we hadn't seen. No, family's going out to Versailles today.
Effie, you two almost ready now. Come on.
Yeah.
Effie.
What do you mean tonight? Not until then?
Well, I don't think we need to start yet.
Right.
We only have 3 blocks to walk over to where we get the tour bus, which doesn't leave until 10 o'clock. And it's only 10 after 9 now.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to miss it. Betsy has to see Versailles.
Yeah,
we want to
soon.
We'll be leaving Paris on Wednesday, so this will be
okay,
about
Gordon. Yeah, well, look, I'll meet you for dinner tonight then. Okay, goodbye. Gordon arranged the business meeting for dinner tonight, so I'll go out to Versailles with you.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay?
Dear, yes, of course. Well, we've got 5 minutes or so before we have to leave. Let's tell Betsy something about the history of France.
Yeah, well, in 5 minutes I can tell all I know about the history of France.
Honestly, try to remember something. Betsy has to write a written report of her trip to school when we get home. Now, don't you want her to get a good mark? Now, Betsy, come here, dear.
It's United Way time. The time is here. So give the United Way. Your dollars do more than United Way. It's so easy, you'll feel good to know your dollars go where they should. Helping others is great to agree. Join your neighbors, give generously. It's United Way time. The time is here. Grab help one and all time. One seat here.
One way you help all is the health way. Nobody wants to be sick, but if they are and they need help in getting well, where do they turn? To your United Way health services, of course. That makes you the doctor, and your pledge is your prescription. So give for health among a whole family of human services.
Give the United Way. Your dollars do more than United Way. Join the crowd, you'll be proud to say, I give with my heart.
And here, Betsy, the picture beside that Louis XIV villa is the one we're going to see today.
Did you see Louis XIV today?
No, dear, the Palace of Versailles. Oh, Mommy,
you expect this child to
Can't
understand.
You listen to anything Mommy said and I told you? Louis XIV lived back in the 17th century, 16-something.
Why did they call him Louis XIV if he lived in the 17th century, which was 16th
century? Oh. He was the 14th Louis, dear. The 14th King of France, he was named Louis.
Gee, couldn't they think of any other name?
Oh,
but I don't expect too much of her. No child 8 years old can comprehend all you've been telling her about the various Louis. In fact, to this day, I have never been able myself to keep Louis the 14th and the 15th and the 16th straight.
I don't expect her to keep them straight. I was just trying to give her a general idea of what led up to the French Revolution, which was certainly of vital importance in French history.
But what does Robespierre and Murat and Charlotte Corday mean to Betsy? I mean, not really.
I think we'd better leave if we're going to Versailles. It's 9:30.
You want Betsy to understand the French Revolution? You should explain it in a way a child can understand.
Such as?
Well, such as what Marie Antoinette said. Let him eat cake.
Oh, never been proved she said any such thing.
All right,
well,
all right,
I didn't
want
to give her
a wrong... hear about later on.
Yeah.
What did she say, Daddy?
Well, when Marie Antoinette was told that the poor people didn't have any bread to eat, she said, well, let them eat cake.
did they?
Oh, no, no, no.
I'd rather have cake, cheese, and bread anyhow.
They didn't have any cake.
Then why did you say it?
Well, don't look at me, dear. This is your explanation of history.
Marie Antoinette said let them eat cake, meaning that she didn't care whether they had any bread or not. And when the poor people heard that, they got mad and they stormed the gates of the palace.
Well, I don't think that's any way at all to explain the beginnings of the French Revolution.
If we're going to Versailles, we ought to leave.
Now, wait a minute. Just let me finish. I'm trying to explain in a way a child will understand. Now then, listen, Bessie. Instead of buying bread for the poor people to eat, Marie Antoinette spent the money herself buying beautiful dresses and diamond necklaces.
Gee, I don't blame her. I would, too.
Oh,
I never have a diamond necklace and a loaf of bread.
Bettinello, you are not getting the point.
Well, we are not going to get the bus. And frankly, I think you both better let Betsy learn history in school.
All right, come on, come on, let's go.
Here,
Annette,
there's seats left in the back of the bus.
I thought July and August were supposed to be the height of the tourist season. September, and this bus is just jammed.
Hurry up, Betsy. Go on.
Come down, and I hate a big group of people like this on a tour. You can never get near enough to the guide to hear what he says when he traipses around. I wonder how long it's going to take to drive out to Versailles.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Our first stop this morning will be at my maison where Napoleon lived with Joséphine. From there, we'll proceed to the village of Versailles, where we'll have 1 hour for lunch, and then on to the Palace of Versailles, and the Petit Trianon this afternoon. Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs.
We're going to Malmaison this morning, where Napoleon and Josephine are the men to Versailles for lunch.
We're going to have lunch at the palace?
No. There's a village there, too, apparently.
Yes, I can understand a word.
Well, he's repeating it in German now for the German-speaking tourists.
Oh, they did that on the tour to Fontainebleau, too, and it makes you so mad. Here, you pay for a tour, then you waste more time while the guide says everything 3 times. You know, you just stand and wait.
Yeah, and look at the way he filled up the aisle of the bus with his jumpsuit.
Yeah.
We're just trapped back in. You realize that we couldn't even get out if there was an accident.
Oh, my goodness. Let's enjoy the tour.
We will be back in Paris this evening at around 5:30.
We'll be back in Paris by 5:30. That's when the fountains are supposed to be turned on. That's why we took the tour today. You better talk to this guy.
Yeah, when I get a chance, I certainly will.
I haven't gotten one thing out of this tour. I couldn't even hear anything he said when we were at Malmaison this morning.
And our lunch was supposed to be included in the tour.
Yes, I know it,
Mark. We are now standing in the famous Hall of Mirrors, where the Peace Treaty of Versailles was signed in 1918. Nous sommes dans la salle de glace du Palais de Versailles, où le traité de paix de Versailles fut signé en 1918.
We stand interminably while he says everything 3 times. I know nothing about Versailles except that he used to have 4,000 servants. That is all that I heard him say. All that I have gotten out of
this
encounter.
Please, monsieur, madame, this way.
Could I have a word with you?
Speak up, please.
I would like to register a complaint. In fact, several complaints. You know there are 78 people on the tour? I counted them. That is entirely too many. Look, we not only haven't heard you, half the time we can't even find you. These tours should not be booked.
Monsieur, I do not book the tours. I am only the guide.
On top of that, you jam people into the bus or the aisle is filled up with jump seats, which is downright dangerous. Traps every single person in case of accident.
And our lunch was supposed to be included in the tour.
Yes. Madame, I am only the guide. I have nothing to do
and
with
it. The fountains mentioned.
And what about the fountains?
What about the fountains?
This is the day the fountains are turned on at 5:30. And it expresses
in
the things they are supposed to say.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. Today was the day. Earlier today, two favorite personalities returned to the air. One, Arthur Godfrey, after an absence of several months. The other, Gary Moore, came home to this spot on your dial after a 9-year absence. Today, the genial redhead again took his place in Arthur Godfrey time. But he'll be doing business as only he knows how every Monday through Friday. As for Gary Moore, he and sidekick Gerwood Kirby will now be chatting entertainingly, adding another weekday bright spot to CBS Radio's star-studded schedule. Just to remind you, said CBS Radio schedule includes, among others, Art Linkletter, Bert Parks, Pat Buttram, Mitch Miller, Amos and Andy, Andy Griffith, Burns and Allen, Bob and Ray. Don't forget now, enjoy Arthur Godfrey time with Arthur himself and Gary Moore on radio, both every weekday on CBS Radio. Arthur Godfrey time with Arthur himself and Gary Moore on radio on CBS Radio.
Well, we'd all better get off wet clothes right away.
Yes, come on, Betsy, into our room. Your shoes are soaked.
Oh, boy, 7 o'clock. I got to call Gordon right away. Tell him I'll be a bit late for our dinner meeting.
Change your clothes first. You are just drenched.
Yeah, I know. At least get my shoes off. They're covered with mud.
Well, was it worth it, standing there in ankle-deep clay mud in a downpour, watching the fountains of Versailles turned on?
Well, yeah, I think so. I mean, dozens of fountains leaping hundreds of feet in the air when you consider they were put in back in 1650.
I didn't mean that. You know it. Do you realize that we behave just like all the Americans? We haven't been able to stand on the other tours that we've taken.
Oh, yes, yes.
We complained. We demanded our rights. We caused the scene.
Well, doggone it, it is dangerous to load a bus like that.
So instead of registering a complaint quietly with the tour office when we got back, we took it out on the poor guide.
Yeah, well, all right. I tipped him.
You tipped him? I should say you did. $10. Just because you were ashamed of yourself, right?
Right. Well, by golly, we were supposed to see the fountains.
It said on the ticket we'd see the fountains if time allows, and if we'd read the ticket.
Well, all right, time would have allowed if that guide hadn't wasted the time explaining everything 3 times all day. So I don't think it was wrong to insist that we see what we paid for, even if we got back to Paris late.
I think our shoes are ruined. I really do. All of them are just soaked.
Well, I'll go to the tourist office and apologize tomorrow. Oh, boy, I certainly created goodwill today. I mean, even if I was right about some things, I was wrong, you know.
I know, dear. The worst of it is I asked Betsy what she enjoyed most about her trip to Versailles today. You know what she said? Oh, she said, I thought it was so funny when that lady discovered she left her camera at the Petit Trianon and the bus had to turn around and go back for it.
Well, it was quite a commotion. I guess it was funny.
Oh, I wanted her to learn something.
Yeah, well, she didn't, but we did.
I guess
in the future, let's learn to accept things as they are, huh?
Yes, dear, we will.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Brunch, with Margaret Hamilton, Francie Myers, and George Vikas, and is produced by Walter Hart.